My guest at this time is Todd Nettleton. He is Director of Media and Public Relations at Voice of the Martyrs, one of the leading organizations worldwide assisting persecuted Christians. The big story in Nigeria over the past several days has been the most brutal persecution of Christians to date by Boko Haram. In one village, it is believed that some 2,000 people were killed and the town essentially burned to the ground. And Todd is here to explain the latest on this scourge in Nigeria and what potentially could be done about it. And Todd, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Obviously, we've known about Boko Haram for a while. They certainly burst onto the scene last year with the abduction of those schoolgirls, and they've essentially been burning churches and targeting Christians and any girl seeking an education for some time now. But this massacre seems to take it to a new level. What's your read on what Boko Haram is doing now?
Well, it really does take it to a new level, and one of the really tragic things is that it is not only Christians that are affected by this, it's Muslims as well. This latest attack, as you mentioned, there are reportedly 2,000 people have been killed. At this point, those are unconfirmed reports because the police and the Nigerian military can't even get into the village to bury the dead and to evaluate the situation. Boko Haram has made it so dangerous. There are reports that one village was basically completely destroyed. All the people they could get there, they killed. They burned down all of the huts in the village, and so it is basically gone completely. Hopefully, in the coming days, we'll know more details, as hopefully the authorities will be able to get in there, address the situation, treat any wounded who are still alive, and obviously bury the dead.
Todd, Nigeria is a little bit different than a lot of other nations where there's a very repressive Islamic-type government. There's a very sizable Christian population there. It might even still be a majority there. What's the situation with the government, and why are they so impotent, I guess, to do anything about Boko Haram at this point?
Well, impotent is a good word for their response. Boko Haram has risen up in the north of Nigeria, which is predominantly Muslim. As you say, the population of the whole country is roughly evenly divided between Christians and Muslims, but the majority of the Christians are in the south. The majority of the Muslims are in the north. Boko Haram has sprung up in the northeastern part of the country, and they have actually gone so far as to declare a caliphate, very similar to what the Islamic State has done in Syria and Iraq. They've said, hey, we're going to run this territory according to Sharia law. I'm the caliph. I'm the leader of this part of the country. And they basically have set up their own little country right there in the midst of Nigeria. And as you say, so far, the Nigerian government has not been able to stop them. They have not been able to respond militarily or police-wise. That is a very significant issue, particularly right now. Next month, Nigeria will elect a new president. The current president is running. He is a Christian from the south. His opponent is a Muslim from the north. They both say, elect me. I can handle Boko Haram. I will get this problem solved. We'll see which one the voters believe.
He says now, Todd, that he's going to take them on if he's reelected. But at this point, is it the fact that they're not able to do it to effectively counter them, or they're just not willing to?
It depends on who you talk to inside Nigeria. You know, I was in Nigeria now almost 2 years ago, talking to Christians there, meeting with them. I heard very different stories. There are some who say the government just doesn't want to do this. There are others who say the government can't. They don't have the capabilities. I even heard from some who said, listen, if this Christian president is deposed and a Muslim president comes into power, Boko Haram will go away, because what they really want is they want a Muslim to be in charge of the country. So there are a lot of different theories, but so far, President Goodluck Jonathan has not had an effective strategy to deal with Boko Haram, and I think that's really going to hurt him in this election season.
Todd, you mentioned before that their effort to set up a caliphate is very similar to what we're seeing with the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Do these essentially look like carbon copies of one another, or does this Boko Haram group have some unique wrinkles to it that we're not seeing in some of these other radical groups?
You know, they look very similar, and it's interesting because I think Boko Haram is watching what's happening with the Islamic State, and I think, honestly, they're watching it with a great deal of admiration. They're saying, wow, those guys have done a great job of doing this. We need to do that, too. And so I think that led to the declaration of the caliphate. It led to the leader of Boko Haram declaring himself the caliph, and many of the activities are similar. They are trying to control the local economies. They're kidnapping what they would call infidel women and girls and taking them as hostages or captives. So some of the treatment is very similar as well. The persecution of Christians is similar. Most of the time what the Islamic State has done is told the Christians, hey, you have to go or you will be killed. So they're giving them an opportunity to leave. Boko Haram seems to be more directly going towards violence, and we haven't heard the opportunity where they've announced, hey, the Christians have to leave or they will be killed. They simply go in, they've attacked churches, they've killed pastors and other Christians in northern Nigeria.
Talking with Todd Nettleton. He's Director of Media and Public Relations at Voice of the Martyrs. And Todd, you've alluded to it in a couple of your responses, but what are you hearing in terms of specific stories from believers in Nigeria, particularly, I guess, in the areas most firmly controlled by Boko Haram?
Well, the situation is really tragic, and particularly for believers. You know, we know that pastors are being targeted, churches are being closed down, even to hold a church meeting in the area controlled by Boko Haram is an act of incredible courage, because you realize, hey, if I go to church on Sunday, I'm going to be at a place that's going to be targeted, and I'm going to paint a target on my own shoulders, on my own back. And so that is a fact of life for our Christian brothers and sisters in the northeastern part of Nigeria. The interesting thing about it, though, is that they do keep following Christ. They do keep meeting together with other believers, and some even continue to evangelize. They continue to share their faith with the people around them, which is pretty amazing that they would do that under such risks.
And what is Voice of the Martyrs doing at this point to assist?
Voice of the Martyrs is very active in Nigeria. We actually have an office there. We're helping Christians who are injured in attacks by groups like Boko Haram and other radical Islamic groups there. We're providing Bibles. We're providing help to pastors, encouragement and training and fellowship opportunities for pastors, and helping the widows of Christians who have been killed. We help them economically, provide vocational training, provide encouragement and blessing to them as a way of helping them rebuild after losing their husbands.
And finally, two-part question to close here. What type of assistance would you perhaps recommend on the geopolitical front, and what type of action would you encourage other believers to take to help their oppressed brethren in Nigeria?
You know, on the geopolitical front, that might be above my pay grade. I would, I'm pleased that last year the U.S. government finally openly said Boko Haram is a terrorist group. That was a significant step. I hope that we will do all that we can to help shut down a group that is maiming and killing and kidnapping the people of northern Nigeria. From a believer standpoint, I think we need to understand this is a spiritual battle, and because it's a spiritual battle, we can be involved in the fight even from 10,000 miles away. We can get on our knees, we can pray for the nation of Nigeria, we can pray for our Christian brothers and sisters there, and pray that God would move. You know, we have met former radical Muslims in Nigeria who even attacked and killed Christians, who then came face to face with Jesus Christ and are now serving him faithfully. They're reaching out to fellow Muslims, sharing the gospel and inviting them to come to know Christ. So these people, even as they are committing these atrocities, they're not beyond the reach of God's grace, and we can be a part of the battle for their souls by getting on our knees and praying for them.
Todd, an amazing situation there. Thank you very much for bringing us up to date.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Todd Nettleton is Director of Media and Public Relations at Voice of the Martyrs. For more information on their work, go to persecution.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.